So, Pam, tell us about the next class.
After self-esteem is communication that builds relationship. And in that workshop, we look at how we communicate with children. One of the ways that adults communicate with children often is by telling them what we don't want them to do. Children hear "don't" many, many times a day. And one of the disconnecting things about "don't" is that it always feels like a criticism. So after doing all the work we've talked about building up their self-esteem and their self-worth, it's not really helpful to then tear it down again by the way we communicate with them. So we look at how do we communicate with children and let them know what we do want them to do. And "don't" is a very, very challenging habit to break. Most parents come back the next week and say, "If I can't say don't, I can't talk," because we are so accustomed to telling children what we don't want them to do. And so it takes a while to think about what do I want them to do. So I ask parents, you know, what are some typical don'ts that you would say in the course of a day? And it's, you know, don't hit your brother, don't eat the cat food, don't jump on the bed. And so we have to go through that process of thinking about what we do want them to do, because that's whatever we focus on is what they're going to be hearing. So if we end up repeating ourselves again and again, what they are recording, because they're recording just like we were, is all the things we don't want them to do. Another communication idea that we work with is how we talk to them about what they do. It's long been told to parents that children need praise. And most of us grew up hearing "good girl" and "good boy" whenever we did something that pleased our parents. And the research shows that praising children doesn't accomplish for them what we're really trying to accomplish when we do that. What it accomplishes is having children grow up thinking they need to please other people. And when children grow up feeling they need to please other people all the time, when they become adolescents, then what their friends think becomes more important to them than what they think. So our goal is really to have children feel pleased with themselves. And we accomplish that much more readily by appreciation, by appreciating them, by description, describing what they've done that's an accomplishment. And that's a really difficult one to change, because we have so many recordings of saying "good girl" and "good boy." And it is in a way like learning a new language, learning a way to communicate with children that allows them to feel pleased. So instead of saying "good boy" when they make it to the potty on time, learning to say "you did it." And so then the focus is they're pleased with themselves that they accomplished something, not that we're pleased with them for doing what we wanted them to. We learn about how literal children are with language. You know, very many parents follow everything they say to a child by "okay, okay, okay." And children hear that literally as if we are offering a choice. Is this okay with you? And usually we're not when we do that. So just eliminating that confusing statement of asking children if it's okay. We learn about giving transition phrases, about saying "it's time to clean up," or "as soon as we put our coat on, we can go outside." And those kinds of phrases elicit cooperation from children rather than resistance, because they aren't coercive. We're including ourselves in that process. Most of all, the changes in communication are the changes from coercion to connection. Of, you know, rather than saying "we're not going outside until you pick up your toys," you know, that's through coercion. That's, you know, using a threat to get children to do what we want. And threats undermine our bond and our connection with children. We don't create a strong bond through coercion. We just teach children how to use that on other people. When we develop a strong connection with them, they're invested in keeping that connection. And they have something to lose if they aren't thinking about our needs as well and what it takes for all of us to get what we need. So it continues to be about building the connection through how we spend time with them, through how we talk with them. Every single step of the way, we focus on increasing that connection. And the goals that the parents set out in the first class, we get out at every class, and they get to look at them and see how would doing it this way serve you in your goal of creating a stronger connection with your child, so that it's very individual to each family.
Wow, that just seems like such an enormous set of tasks.
Well, it is, but parenting is work, and I've learned that it takes the same amount of time and attention to meet children's needs as it does to deal with the behaviors that result from their unmet needs. We're either going to do it when they're younger and build that connection, or we're going to end up doing it in response to the behaviors that will result because of the lack of connection. Either way, we're going to do the work.